Merci. Monsieur le Président, tout d'abord, nous vous remercions pour votre gestion efficace de nos délibérations. Si nous prenons la parole, c'est pour réagir à la consultation d'hier gérée par la France sur les perpétuels défis financiers que la Convention sur l'interdiction de armes biologiques ou à toxines est en train de vivre, on peut dire. Notre convention n'est pas la seule à vivre une situation budgétaire difficile, puisque nous constatons une situation semblable pour toutes les conventions ou traités sur le désarmement basés à Genève. Cet état de fait résulte du refus des États parties à remplir leurs obligations en payant leurs contributions financières dans les délais requis et en remboursant toute arrière qui traîne. Le résultat est que ces dernières années, nous avons vu toutes ces conventions sur le désarmement annuler ou réduire la durée de leurs rencontres, accepter de remplacer ce temps perdu par des rencontres informelles où l'interprétation simultanée est absente et, plus cruellement, un cas où des employés ont dû être remerciés de leur service. Chair, faced with this reality, we welcomed efforts at last year's MSP to put the BTWC's financial situation on a more stable footing, including through the establishment of the Working Capital Fund, which is intended to provide the Convention with an interim means of ensuring liquidity and a source of short-term financing with priority given to the contracts of the Implementation Support Unit. Canada does not see the Working Capital Fund as a sustainable solution, and we regret the circumstances that required its creation. Nonetheless, we do appreciate its importance to the functioning of the BTWC at this point in time. We are therefore pleased to announce that Canada will be making a contribution of $100,000 Canadian to the fund. The contribution is in keeping with the importance we attach to the BTWC and to our decision to become a champion of Action 11, develop framework to respond to any use of biological weapons, and a supporter of Action 10, readiness to investigate alleged use of biological weapons, of the Secretary General's agenda for disarmament. While we encourage other states' parties to contribute to the fund, we must reiterate that the surest fix for the Convention's predicament is for states' parties to fulfill their financial obligations, as we have all committed to do. Failing to meet that commitment, from our perspective, erodes the implementation and the strengthening of the BTWC's critical norms. We look forward to collaborating with all states ahead of the 2021 review conference to identify and put in place longer-term solutions to address the Convention's financial challenge. I'm going to take this opportunity to also thank Ireland for raising the importance of the gender dimensions of the BTWC, and also to thank UNIDIR in Norway for yesterday's side event on the gender-related impacts of biological weapons. Canada places great importance on gender-based analysis in all aspects of our biosecurity policy development and implementation. Going forward, we believe that further discussion on diversity and inclusion should take place in BTWC meetings. Thank you.